The Nigerian 911 scam is what it's referred to a lot. People will get letters. Now it can come in two different formats. It can either come in snail mail, come into your regular mailbox, or it can actually come via email. And what they try to do is get people to fall for their scams. That maybe it's a lot where they get a lot of the information is off the genealogy sites and now off social media as well, trying to make you believe that you've won some big lottery. So, you know, what people need to realize is if it seems too good to be true, then it's probably not true. And that's one of the biggest things right now with our economy the way it is. People want to believe those things. So that is why they still fall victim to those scams, and that's why they still work. And as long as they keep working, they're going to keep trying it. So it really can. We've had a lot of people. Another big one is the romance schemes. You know, people think that they have met somebody online and they're in love, of course, and they want them to start sending money or this time of year gifts for their kids. And I've had somebody in my family who fell victim online to some gentleman was trying to get her to send an Xbox last Christmas to his son in Nigeria because he was there with his mother who was a missionary. So it gets to be a very tangled web, and people get confused, and they end up falling victim and doing exactly what the fraudsters want them to do.